Fly vardagen en stund med GVS ljudböcker.
Stenar och slagord flyger genom luften. Däck och bilar sätts i brand, hör vi genom våra kontakter.
Men det här är ju han. Cesar klappade Arturo på axeln. Vem han? Grinige byggaren från TV. Lyssna gratis på GVS ljudböcker. Finns hos Acast eller där du hittar dina poddar.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome. Like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Okay, I'm Lakeisha Havard. I started off gangbanging when I was like 16, 17. I had a bad family. My parents was never around, so I used to just run the streets a lot and try to find, you know, love. And so I joined the gang. And like I said, my mom and dad was never around, so I didn't know the right way to go. So I was out there like robbing, fighting, doing a lot of bad things.
När Lakeisha var 16 år blev ett av de största gängen i Los Angeles, Hoovers, ett substitut för den familj och kärlek hon tidigare saknat.
I started hanging with a lot of crowd, running the streets, running away, being out there. So I wanted love, like I wanted attention and love, so I joined the gang. So once I joined the gang, I felt I had, you know, attention, what I wanted. My mom was never around or my dad, so I was like, I wanted, you know, some love, support or whatever. So I was out there gangbanging real hard, robbing people, stealing, doing bad things.
What kind of gang?
It's the South Central Hoover, the Hoovers.
The Hoovers?
Mm-hmm. So I would join that gang. Then I just felt that was my family. Like I said, robbing, stealing, you know, like fighting. I just go up to girls and punch them and fight them and take their stuff.
You're not a very big girl.
I know, yeah. And they like, how did you used to do that? You so little. I'm like, I never did use drugs, but I used to drink a lot. I always drunk.
Is it a mix, girls and boys? Or?
Yeah, it's a mixed game. Females and males. Ages from, well, nowadays they start young. 15, 14.
I början av 90-talet bröt sig Hoover ut ur Crips och bytte då ut Crips mot Criminals i sitt namn. Och precis som gängen Bloods och Crips har sina egna färger rött respektive blått har Hoovers blivit känt för sin orangea färg och H-et som plockats från baseballlaget Houston Astros logga. Men för att bli medlem var inträdesproven och testerna fortfarande lika tuffa. Att ensam våga slåss mot flera av de blivande gäng- och familjemedlemmarna.
Yes, we had to fight. We had to fight like 3 or 4 people just to get in the game.
Can you tell us about that?
Okay, I went and I told, it was one of my friends that was already from the gang. So I'm like, oh, I want to join. And she like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, I want to join. She was like, okay. So she took me over there where everybody at. And that she told the person that's head of it was like, oh, she wanted to join. So I had to fight like 3 or 4 people at one time. So I was by myself and they all just came and just we just started fighting.
Girls?
Yeah, girls.
3, 4 girls?
Yeah, all girls, yeah.
How did it go?
I mean, it was hard because it was like so many girls on me, but You know, I was like, okay, this is what I want to do. So it was just, it wasn't like a long fight. It was like 15 or 20 minutes. We kept on stopping. They got to start again, stop, start. We didn't go the whole time, but it was like stop, start. So after that, they said, okay, you official. And they said, just make sure you come around. You know, they were just telling me, like, oh, you have to come around and be here and come over and just chill with us all the time and the things we have to do. So I used to just go over there. I used to run away from where I was living because I was going house to house with friends and things. So I used to always go over there, spend the night in my friend's house or go to guy's house, me and my crew. I mean, my mom found out. Even though she wasn't around, she found out. And she like, oh, you in the gang. And I'm like, why do you care? You never been around. Yes, this my family now. So I was telling her, the gang is my family. This is who I love. This is who I want to be with. So I'm like, because they wasn't around.
Is it any difference between the girls and the boys in the gang? I mean, status?
Is it different? Not, well, sort of, yeah. They just have, like, the girls, we have to do, like, more of the more fighting, and the guys would do more of the like using guns and stuff. They didn't really like the girls to use the guns. If you would like, if you wanted to, they'd be like, okay, fine. But they really wanted the girls to do more fighting. So basically, we just do it like a lot of fighting back then.
And the respect for the girls in the gang?
Yeah, they gave me a lot of respect. You know, they like, okay, you joined it. That's what you wanted to do. And every time they told me to do something, I'm thinking like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. So I'm thinking it's okay. But not knowing it's a bad thing. They'd be like, oh, go beat up that girl or go rob her or go do this to her. And we did it because we thought it was okay. So they gave us a lot of respect for that. Like when we was hungry and stuff, they gave us money and fed us, things like that. So every time we needed something, they did give it. When they couldn't provide it, we go out and rob it and get it.
We're sitting in the kitchen, I'm just telling you, for the people who are wondering what's all the noise. Tell us a little bit about your tattoos.
Well, I started getting tattoos when I was 18. My first tattoo when I was 18. So I just went to a tattoo shop and I was like, I want to get a tattoo. So once I got older, I just started getting more and more and more. Like, they get so addictive, so I just was going. Every day, every time I came up with some money, I went to go get a tattoo, like, every day.
You tattoo, you have a lot of tattoos.
Yeah, I have a lot of tattoos.
You tattoo in your face as well.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about those?
Well, like, on my sideburns, it's my kid's name. Then I have Blessed on my face. I have an ex-boyfriend right here on my face. So, basically, I don't know what made me do it, but I just was like, I want a tattoo on my face. Like, you know, I thought it was cute. So I was like, I just went in there. I was like, oh, I want tattoos on my face. I see girls with it. So I just decided to go.
What do you think about them today?
I like my tattoos, but
got a little stars in your face as well.
Yeah. For the game, Hoovers, that's what we represent, the stars.
The three stars or how many are they?
Well, yeah. I think it's like four.
Yeah.
But that was the, you know, everybody know, oh, the stars is for that game, for Hoover, so that I had got it.
Can you tell us something about a night with the gang? How was it? What did you do more than robbing?
That was mostly the mostly thing was robbing and drinking and hanging with a lot of guys. Like, we used to just always be with them, like, every day or night, we always just be then. You know, I was with a guy, then one of my friends, she was with a guy. We just always be with our boyfriends. Everywhere they went, we went. So mostly we just was robbing, stealing, try to go live for the next day. So every day we did something to make sure we had money to survive and stuff like that. So it's not good.
What's the worst thing you've done?
The worst thing I did was just rob somebody and like really like choked them out real bad, like they almost, you know, they almost, I don't know, died or passed out. So that really like, so
who did you rob?
It would be females, just females. Then if it was a guy, I had like people with me, like my homeboys or homegirls. It was like a lot of us, like four of us. So if it's a guy, we could like get them together, you know, because us females, we so tiny and weak. So like females, sometimes guys,
thinking of your size. Mm-hmm. You're so small. Yeah. How did you fight? What was your technique? What was your specialty?
My fighting skills is, you know, good. But it just, my fear was to fight big people. Like, I'm like, I'm too little. I can't fight big people. But I have fought a lot of big people before, and I was surprised at myself. Like, I didn't lose. You know, I lost sometimes, and I won sometimes. But, I mean, I say, because I'm, like, real active. Like, when I was going to school, when I was going to high school, I was in, like, track and dance class, so I was like real active and fast, so
full of energy.
Mm-hmm. I had a lot of energy. Like I said, I didn't do drugs, I just did drinking, stuff like that. So I was like, you know, I still got a lot of energy today, you know. So
precis som för många andra slutade för Lakeisha med domar och in och ut i olika fängelser.
It was bad because when I first got there, a lot of girls was like asking me, like, oh, where you from, and this and that and this and that. So as soon as I got there, I was still game banging. So I didn't care. I was game banging. I done got in a few fights with people. I didn't cussed out the guards. I didn't want to eat. Like, I would just want to get out. I'm like, I don't want to be in here, but, you know, I have to stay in here. So my few month or two, I was just being bad, fighting every day, different girls. I was always in a hole. That's where they put you, like, when you bad, when you fighting and stuff. So I was always in a hole. I was cussing off the guards and stuff like that. So, like, 2 months I was in there being bad, but I was like, that's just going to make me get more time or try to, you know, they're going to make me stay in here longer. So I just was, like, fighting, steady fighting, gang banging, banging on girls, approaching girls, cussing the guards out, taking people food, you know. So I would just still active in jail like I was on the streets.
Tiden bakom galler och inlåst fick Lakeisha att börja ifrågasätta gänglivet och istället tänka på egna barn och familj. Men om det först var hårt och tufft att bli medlem i gänget, så var det inget mot att sen försöka lämna gänget.
The same way you got in, you have to fight to get out. But it's like,
you have to fight to get out.
You know how you join it, you fight. Then if you want to leave it, you have to fight too. But it's like more people. Like more people have to fight you to get out.
So it's a harder fight then.
Mm-hmm.
And how was it for you?
It was hard because, like I said, it was more.
How many?
It was more. It was like 4 girls and it was like 3 boys. So boys got in it. So that was like so rough and shocking to me. Like, okay, I have to fight a girls and boys. I'm like, okay, it was hard because I'm like, I can't fight no guy, you know. So, but that's what you have to do to get out the game.
So how was it when you
bad? It was so bad. Like, I was on the ground, I was falling, and all that. Like, they got on top of me. Then, and it was like a kind of little wild too. So I'm like, I just got on the ground, just balled up, like. Then once they see me, like, kind of balled up, then they, like, kind of backed up. So I'm like, okay, I'm done with this. I don't do this no more. So they just left me alone after. I just told them, like, I want to change my life and I need to get out. I was saying to myself, like, I want to change my life. So I got pregnant and started having kids.
Idag har Lakeisha lämnat gänglivet i Hoovers och försöker på bästa sätt fostra och vårda sina 3 barn, 15, 5 och 1 år gamla. Men ensam, då papporna antingen är frånvarande, gängmedlem eller dömd till livstidsfängelse för mord.
You know, my child's father's not around. They back and forth from jail, so I decided to change my life for my kids. I just feel my kids need me because I don't have no parents, so I want my kids to have me. So I'm like, gang is for people that's gonna be back and forth from jail or dead, so do not join gang. I always talk to her about it because she's 14, so she understand. I'm like, gang is not the way to do it. Stay, go to high school, go to college. You know, she one of them girls that she like the dress. You know, she like clothes, shoes, and jewelry and stuff like that. So she like fashion. So I'm like, keep it like that. Do not join no gang. You know, I don't want, she don't have a boyfriend or anything. So I'm like, you know, wait till you get older, think about a guy. Because, you know, just focus on you right now. Because, like, this world is just so crazy. Like, I know a lot of people to this day been going to jail for a long time or still getting killed. And I'm like, I don't want that to happen to my kids. So I don't want my kids to look at me like, well, my mom doing it, so I want to do it. You know, that's not a good sign for my kid. So Because my oldest daughter, she look up to me. She's 14. So everything I do, she be like, oh, mom, I want that. I want my, you know, I want my hair like that. I want to, you know, so she look up to me. So I'm like, I got to show them the right way. Mm. Even though they don't have a dad, but they still have me. So I just feel like I just need to change my life for my kids. And I know I did, you know, because ain't nobody going to raise your kids how you, you know, how you do it. So I don't want them to grow up and not have a parent. Then they think, oh, I don't have no parents, so let me go out and go that route. I don't want them to go that route like I did, because it's hard.
Lakeisha, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Det där var ett kort smakprov.
Det här är nu ett exempel på hur det kan sen komma och låta en gång i månaden.
Så släpper vi Krull och kriminell internationell.
Vi säger så här. Visst vill man ju höra mer och mera om flera.
Absolut.
När det handlar om internationell kriminalitet.
Precis.
Och det är ju så att det har vi faktiskt börjat lägga en grund för. Vi har ju träffat flera gäng i Los Angeles. Hoovers här med Lakeisha var ett av dem. Vi har träffat Crips och vi har träffat Puntas.
Exakt.
Och vi har också faktiskt, utan att säga för mycket, bokat in flera andra gäng, typer av kriminalitet i världen. Men det här är någonstans också flaggar för att...
Det kommer kosta pengar.
För oss.
Ja. Oh.
Så att någon liten sådär keps i handen, tack snälla, hoppas ni tycker det är lika kul som vi, så kommer vi fan fixa det här.
Men då krävs det att ni börjar lyssna på det avsnittet som vi precis har lagt upp nu.
Mm.
Crips-medlemmen Lamar Glenn.
Ja, ge alla en knuff i ryggen och tala om. Egentligen, det som man kan göra om man vill på något sätt ge oss en knuff i ryggen och ge det här möjlighet att fortsätta leva är väl att, till att börja med, ladda ner sig via Acast, är det så?
Ja, ladda ner Acast-appen och börja prenumerera.
Mm.
Ni får alla vanliga avsnitt från Sverige som vanligt, helt gratis. För 20 spänn så får ni de internationella avsnitten.
Är det inte så att man får för 20 spänn, om man lyckas trassla sig dit, så får man de här internationella avsnitten som vi har rest runt i världen och träffat olika folk med olika kopplingar till den kriminella världen, som är väldigt unikt, bla bla bla. Men så får man ju dessutom alla våra tidigare gamla avsnitt, om man nu har missat några, utan reklam.
Jo, så är det. Utan avbrott.
Ja, tror vi kan ta det där en gång till lite kortare. Man får alla avsnitt utan reklam plus de internationella.
Om du laddar ner Acast-appen och börjar prenumerera för 20 kronor i månaden.
Ja. Det är fan 20 spänn som man aldrig visste att man hade.
Precis.
Men jag vet inte hur du känner, men känns det lite sådär halvruttet att behöva så här sträcka ut kepsen och be om pengar?
Inte om vi säger som det är. Vi kommer ta er runt om i världen. Vi kommer intervjua kriminella från hela världen. Mm. Och det kostar för mycket pengar för att vi ska kunna göra det här och våra fruar ska gå med på det.
Så är det ju. Men å andra sidan, jag har varit med förr när man har suttit så här, vet, programinförsäljning på, till kanaler. Ja, vi kommer träffa världens största busar i hela världen. Och det slutar med att man sitter med ficktjuv på en bänk i T-centralen. Vad är garantin för att vi faktiskt på riktigt också kommer kunna ge det här till folk? Om de nu på riktigt tror och hoppas det.
Lyssna på det första avsnittet som man behöver prenumerera för. Det kommer vara en hint.
Snackar vi Crips?
Nu snackar vi Crips.
Mm. Har vi någonting man kan höra av sig till? Vi har pratat om det förut.
Instagram kan ni höra av er till. Vi har Krull och kriminell heter vi på Instagram. Mm. Och där kan ni skriva i en inbox.
Med risk för att låta helt efterbliven. Prova också någon sån här mail-variant. Mm. Krull och kriminell gmail.com, va?
Ja.
Eller SE. Jag fan ingen aning.
Ja. Skit i den. Kör på Instagram.
Eller
gå in på Instagram. Vi har fixat en Instagram-video. Exakt hur det går till. Vi lägger upp den på Instagram.
Om de inte har det då?
Då får man... Vi ber den där killen som gör vår Facebook-sida att på något sätt kopiera den. Och lägga upp den på Facebook.
Visst, vem fan är det egentligen?
Jag har ingen aning.
Det måste vi fan ta reda på.
Ja.
Ja. Du som gör den sidan, hör av dig.
Hold up. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Fly vardagen en stund med GVS ljudböcker.
Stenar och slagord flyger genom luften. Däck och bilar sätts i brand, hör vi genom våra kontakter.
Men där är ju han. Cesar klappar där Toro på axeln. Vem han?
Grinige byggaren från TV. Lyssna gratis på GVS ljudböcker. Finns hos Acast eller där du hittar dina poddar.